It is hard to believe that it has been just about a year since I have arrived and we began our new arrangement as three parishes with two priests. And first and foremost, I would like to thank you all for just being so welcoming and encouraging here at this new assignment over the last year. And I'm looking forward to this next year and hopefully years that we have together to grow in holiness, to see what God has in store for us, and especially to be with you at Mass and worship our Eucharistic Lord. Now, reading our Gospel today, I couldn't help but reflect on this past year and compare how well I've done to the Lord's instructions that he gave to the 72 disciples. And I have to say that I was a little bit troubled, a little bit disconcerted. I don't think I followed our Lord's directions or instructions very well. I often go about by myself rather than in pairs like we're supposed to. I might not carry a money bag, but I certainly do carry a wallet most of the time. And I often like to put things in a book bag, even though we're not supposed to carry around a sack. I might not wear sandals too often, but I have gotten a little bit notorious for wearing Crocs every now and then. There is one instruction, though, that I have followed very diligently, and that is I always eat and drink what is offered to me, as you can tell. The only problem is we've been trying to get Father Burrish to follow that instruction, to eat and drink what is set before him, because, as we all know, nobody trusts a skinny priest. So we'll continue to work on that one. Now, all joking aside, at the heart of today's gospel is Christ sending his disciples out. Now, there was, of course, a time of preparation, a time with Jesus to watch him and to learn from him. But eventually, this time of preparation leads to mission. The disciples are then called to share that relationship that they have received. They're called to go out and prepare the way so that others too might have this same relationship. You could say then that the first calling of the Christian is to holiness, right? To a life with Christ. And the second calling then is to share that relationship with others, a time of preparation and a time to be sent. And so for each of us today, we can ask the question of where do we fall within this dynamic? Have we allowed ourselves to be disciples of Christ? Have we allowed then ourselves to be sent, to be on mission for our Lord? I guess first, what does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? Very fundamentally, that means being a follower of Christ. But probably a little bit more than that, it means sharing our life with him, or probably more appropriately, him, or allowing him to share his life with us, that is, his own divine life with ours, especially in prayer and in the sacraments, and most especially of all here at Mass, as we receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity. And often people wonder where we might start. They say, you know, I want to have faith and I struggle with all these things. And I always go back to the question, how is your prayer life? Do you pray each and every day? Do you spend time with our Lord in that deep prayer, getting to know him just like we would get to know any other person? We spend time with them daily, sharing our life with them. And so then we can ask, what does it mean to be sent? What does it mean to be on mission? Our Lord sends the disciples out at the appointed time. We know that our Lord doesn't send us unless we are prepared. He doesn't send us into a space that we are not able to cope with. And our Lord does desire to send each of us out, each in our own unique way, no matter how old or how young or where we live or whatever it might be, the Lord calls each of us in a unique way. Now, some of you might be called to be great missionaries, to be religious sisters, to be religious brothers, to go out to those very strange lands. But probably most of us, many of us, are rather called to just be great husbands, to be great wives, to be on mission to our family and to our friends, our co-workers, and our community, even our parish community. And then finally, we recall the context of today's gospel. In these 10 chapters of Luke, Jesus is journeying towards Jerusalem. And along the way, of course, he's doing lots of preaching and lots of healing and doing lots of great works. But ultimately, our Lord is traveling to Jerusalem to be crucified. That is his ultimate mission. And St. Paul then challenges us, too, that our ultimate mission as disciples and missionaries of Christ is to the cross. And that can be a little bit daunting, a little bit scary, but we know that Christ goes before us in all things. He has prepared the way and shown us that there is salvation through the cross, there's salvation through suffering. And so we are called, as the disciples are in the gospel today, to prepare the way of the Lord then for others as well, to show others this way to the cross, to true happiness in this world. Because only in the name of our Lord can the disciples do great works, and then only in his name is our salvation. As Isaiah says in our first reading, the Lord's power shall be known to his servants, and when you see this, your heart shall rejoice.